Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
I have some big news. I finally got my hand on Beach Plum LaCroix.
Wow.
Yeah, we got that at King Soopers.
The secret flavor from a fictional fruit.
Mm-hmm.
The beach plums.
The beach plum. Mmm. My favorite summer flavor, pineapple beach ball. LaCroix just fucking, I guess when your soda's kind of only invoke a thought of flavor anyway.
Yeah.
You mm-hmm. can kind of just
do whatever
push,
you want.
Push, yeah.
You can what, be is, the, what is this LaCroix?
The Jodorowsky of flavors.
The closet cantaloupe. Ooh, I like this.
Shaded cantaloupe. Ooh, you can taste it's dark in there.
Hey, I've got LaCroix. Do you guys want lime or temperance?
Yeah.
Temperance you like. Mm-hmm. Just kind of an idea.
Do you guys want a yelled berry? It's berries that's been yelled at. We saw Dune. Andrew, we've seen Dune. We have ridden the mighty Dune worm.
Shai Hulud, the maker.
Shai Hulud.
It was cool.
Spoilers, y'all. It was crazy.
There's sand in it.
There's so much sand. It gets everywhere.
If you didn't know, if you don't like sand, like some people,
they give you like a popcorn bag of sand to be like, it's so you can touch it when you
it's
want.
It's part of the experience. Yeah, you kind of like throw it all around the theater and your feet.
Yeah.
I mean, that promotion that the theater's running, terrible idea.
Yeah, the bag of sand. I thought it was nice. I like that they make it hot sand.
Yeah, so it comes right out of the popcorn machine.
Yeah, they heat it in the same thing.
I got butter on mine. I got buttered sand.
I load mine up with butter.
Yeah.
What an unpleasant movie experience. Just keep your hand in hot sand. But then at some point, there's maybe a butter core.
And that's
a bad surprise.
It's greasy, buttery sand.
And then the worm seizes you and pulls you into the bag.
Yeah.
That was the spoiler, everybody. ladies and gentlemen and everyone in between, welcome to Fight Island, the podcast about fictional fights and the very real planet where they take place. My name is Jordan Dahl.
I'm Sam Wiles.
And joining us on the island today, Andrew Orvidal returns.
Thank you. Been too long. I've been away from Fight Island too long.
I stumbled on your name. I'm sorry. It's nice to have you back. It's as though you never left. I see that your welts have almost healed and you're back on the island just enough.
I live on a cave in Fight Island. Yeah.
So take another thrashing.
Like a shipwrecked sailor. Yeah, love it.
Scrounging up fights
anytime
where you can to survive.
Jordan and I live in cryo chambers as to be able to compete each week.
Nice. I kind of think of us as like weird sports commentators in a blimp mm-hmm. above the island.
Sort of more Stadler and Waldorf than sports.
Yeah, that's true.
Yes.
And if that blimp goes down, you're dead, both of you. Boy.
Well,
torn
we're
apart
not
by all the things you've made fight.
Oh yeah, they'll have us. They'll have us immediately. Mm-hmm. Fed into the volcano to make fist ointments for fights to come. Okay, well, regardless of what we've been talking about, we're not fighting beach plums. We're not fighting. We're not fighting Shai Hulud, the mighty sandworm. We are in fact fighting. Frighting, I should say, because this is week four of Fright.
I think we're three.
Island. We're three. The spookiest number. Blah. Fright Island, continuing our theme of horror and spookiness, we're going to fight final girls. Now, a final girl is kind of defined as the survivor. I'm going to say any survivor, any final survivor of a horror movie gets the final girl title. Mm-hmm. Word?
Yeah, I agree.
Can you think of final boys? I feel like they are all girls.
I was telling Jordan this. There's not really a final boys unless it's like people surviving, but yeah. I cannot think of a horror movie where just one guy survives. What about Evil Dead 2? Doesn't his girlfriend die in that?
No, there's tons of them. There's plenty of them. There's just like, in terms of the definition of the movie itself, like, I mean, look at Die Hard. Die Hard wins at the end of Die Hard.
Oh yeah, yeah.
It's not a horror movie.
Wait, do you think his name is Die Hard?
Yeah, Die Hard and Die Hard 2.
Wait, pause the podcast. Jordan thinks his name is Die Hard. And then, John Die Hard. That's amazing. John,
that's insane. His first name is Die. His last name is Hard. And his friend Vengeance. And then there was that movie Die Hard with a Vengeance where they were together.
Yeah. Movies, yes, definitely.
We're not going to try to fudge it. We all know what a final girl is. We're not going to try to get bogged down in the granularity of it. You know what a final girl is.
Yeah.
And as always, it's video game rules here on the island, so this won't apply so much here, but old people can fight gay people, men can fight women, dogs can fight babies, whatever needs to happen in order for the island to taste the justice that it so richly craves and deserves. We do a lightweight, a middleweight, and a heavyweight bout. And we're going to start with lightweight. What are some lightweight final girls who jump to mind?
Here's who I'm bringing. Laurie Strode from the recent Halloween movies.
Okay.
Is my lightweight
from the
contender.
Recent Halloween.
She's such a heavyweight. She might be
such a heavyweight.
She's the final girl, right?
I agree.
In terms of cultural significance,
she might have coined the archetype for sure.
Yeah. I would save her.
Really? Okay. All right. All right.
Now I think you're saying this because you didn't like the new Halloween.
The sequel, Halloween Kills. Well, she spends the spoiler. Take off your headphone. She spends the second movie just like in the hospital recovering. Mm. So I guess they're setting her up for some kind
recovering
of
recovering from what
movie. She gets like stabbed or something by Michael in the first movie. I guess
I thought it was like something unrelated.
Yeah, she's got tonsillitis. Shellfish. They took the tonsils out.
Guys, no. I can't riff. I muted it when Andrew said spoilers.
Listen, spoilers are coming thick and heavy folks. Okay,
it's October. You should have watched all these movies already. But
the worm.
I seen the. Other
I feel like Laurie Strode in the first one. Yes, she has like a trap house for Michael Myers. Not the music, or the podcast. The other kind of trap house. She catches him in and would have killed him if the fire department didn't show up. So, yeah, I could see maybe her being a heavyweight, being able
she's
to tackle
heavy.
One of the most iconic slashers.
I'm going to go ahead and throw out. This has been on the tip of people's tongues recently, this movie. I'm going to throw out Sarah Carter from The Descent.
Oh, ooh. Lightweight? No way. Look at what she survives.
No.
Lightweight. That's middle to heavy.
Okay.
Middle to
Andrew,
heavy.
I feel we should have knocked this out the first time before we started, but you're a returning guest to the island, so I figured you knew all of this already. But class is determined by social impact.
Oh, okay. All right.
So it's the way they are in the space they take up in your mind and in the cultural tapestry. So The Descent, not as big a movie as
Halloween. Under the radar. That's true.
Therefore, we're in the lightweight territory here. All Sarah, right. She's gone through some shit. She does what it takes to survive in the end, ultimately. And
okay.
She's never the same.
She's a great
one. She's covered in blood.
How about, this is someone who I thought was more of an upper tier, but again, this movie was not seen by a lot of people. How about Aaron from Your Next?
Hell yeah. That's okay. one we're talking out there.
Yeah.
She's great.
Now we're talking.
Very capable.
Survivalist.
Now, I should tell you both, I've never seen a movie. No, I haven't seen Your Next.
Oh my gosh. You're next. Stop the podcast. You need to go watch it immediately.
Does that mean that I'm next?
Yeah,
sadly.
Yes.
It's a reverse The Ring.
If you watch the videotape,
you survive.
Rats.
You get killed by your friends socially.
Oh man.
here's one that maybe we've all seen. Have you guys seen Happy Death Day?
Yes.
I've not seen that one. Okay. And to be honest, it was the title that put me off of it. I was like, I can't watch it.
You think it's going to be way worse, and it's pretty good.
Here's the thing, Andrew. I don't know if you maybe don't understand it, but it's supposed to be a play on Happy Birthday. If that helps.
And Happy Death Day 2 is a play on Happy Birthday 2.
Sam, I don't know about that.
That sounds, I can't substantiate that.
Everyone loves sequel birthdays.
You know when you tell someone Happy Birthday 2?
Yeah. It happens the day after their birthday, and it's never as good. There's things to like about it.
Yeah, it has a lot of the same tropes as your birthday.
I'll go. Happy birthday too. Is that Jamie Kennedy? That's what I usually say.
I will say that's okay, Andrew, because Happy Death Day is one of those fighters where she's gonna come back to life again and again.
It's Groundhog Day plus.
She gets Groundhog Day'd.
All right.
Yeah. It's very good. You should watch it.
Very good.
Okay, so who have we all seen in action who could possibly go up against Sarah Carter of Descent fame?
What about Thomason, the Puritan from The Witch, the Vivitch?
Whoa.
Have you guys seen The Vivitch?
I have seen it, yes.
I have seen The Vivitch.
She's a final girl. That's a final girl.
She is, isn't she?
Yeah. Although, isn't she like a witch at the end or something? Like,
Andrew,
but
please,
I guess it counts.
A Vivitch.
I guess it counts. She's a Vivitch, sorry.
Spoiler alert, she's a Vivitch. yes, yeah, at the end she goes witch, but that's final girl.
But she does survive,
She
does survive, true.
She survives the devil slaughtering her family. Actually, she survives her family. And also multiple slots.
Okay,
but
I'm going to go ahead
Black
and say,
Philip.
I want to throw this out there.
Has Black Philip ever been on Fight Island?
We got to
do a goats versus anything.
I think Black Philip was briefly on that.
I think he was. Right. Would you like to live deliciously?
Yeah.
I would like to throw out, no shade, she's coming back in a new movie. But Sydney from Scream.
That's middle to heavyweight.
There's a lot of middleweights. There's a lot of heavyweights. I think we all know who she is. We know what she can do.
I've got one.
Okay.
Sydney reminded me of this. I think if Sydney's middle, this is the lightweight Sydney to me. It's Jennifer Love Hewitt's character from I Know What You Did Last Summer.
Yeah, there you go. See that?
Okay, that's definitely more lightweight. Now, here's the thing. Here's the question. Is Jennifer Love Hewitt's character capable of standing up to Sarah?
Absolutely not. But
or is this going to be a blood?
But you said, but that's why I pitched Sarah as a higher tier. She's pretty brutal. I just watched the movie the other night with somebody who was probably not ready to see it.
and they were
so offended by it. The treatment of the subterranean inbred monsters in that movie.
You showed it to that Thai soccer team that got caught in that cave.
Oh yeah.
Jeez. You're like, oh, you guys wouldn't like this. I
could have been
about
worse.
That.
Yeah. You think your story's bad? Watch this.
You were teaching them a lesson.
Sarah would absolutely upholster the floor of Fight Island with Jennifer Love Hewitt.
Again, another archetypical final girl, Sally from the Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Oh man, I haven't seen that in so long.
She gets away. Honestly, almost all she does is get away.
Which same with Jennifer Love Hewitt. They could be kind of, they're just
kind
of.
And an important
fighters.
Note about Sarah from The Descent is that in the original British version, she doesn't get away. She hallucinates. She hallucinates getting away. But she never leaves the cave. Yeah. The movie ends with her being still in the cave, which I don't actually like that ending because I think the hallucination is so bizarre and like long. Yeah. It just doesn't, I don't like it. I like what the US
Man,
ending.
It's been long enough since I've seen The Descent that I was like, I think, doesn't she die at the end of The Descent? But
no, she doesn't die in either ending. But in one, she gets out and she sees like the ghost of the woman that she left for dead. And in the other one, it happens like that, but then it reveals that she's still in the cave with the creatures. So she's not as good at escaping as maybe Jennifer Love Hewitt is or Sally, because she's got a few blocks loose.
Okay, George, lock it in. I say let's kick it off because I've got a kind of a theory with the lesser fighters.
Well, I don't know if we've zeroed in on someone yet. I think we've got Sarah versus blank. We could do Nancy from Nightmare on Elm Street. She survives.
Yeah,
but...
and she's got more of a creature fighting vibe than Julie from I Know What You Did Last Summer.
Sure. We could go with the ultimate subverted final girl, Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
Oh, she'd be, I think, medium at least, right? For cultural clout?
Maybe movie Buffy.
Well, at this point, Andrew, I'm just trying to move the podcast.
Oh, so, shit, I've got one.
No, you don't remember me from my last appearance on Fight Island. I am an absolute anchor.
Have you guys seen Ready or Not?
I've not seen that.
Shit, Ready or Not rules.
I think Aaron is a good lightweight contendant against Sarah, right? Aaron from Your Next?
Yeah.
All right, let's do it.
Despite the fact that Jordan hasn't seen it.
So the question before us is, who would win in a fight between Sarah from The Descent and Aaron from Your Next?
I feel bad doing this because Your Next is such a good movie and Jordan absolutely has to watch it that I feel bad discussing
it's not spoilers. Ruined by spoilers. I think it's very good.
Yeah. Okay, I think this is a very good matchup, but I am bummed that Jordan hasn't seen the movie. But in the interest of moving
Jordan,
I think
it's okay that you haven't seen the movie. I'm not mad at you like Andrew is.
I can't help either of you.
So Aaron's strengths, I mean, what comes out in the movie, which you don't know immediately, is that she's a survivalist. She grew up on a survivalist camp. And that's why she is able to survive the home invasion. Your next
by like a
murders.
Team of ex-military lunatics. Yeah. That are very capably cutting through a juicy body count. I like that movie so much. The pacing of that movie and the body count. Top-notch slasher.
The kills are bonkers.
One of my favorites.
There's a lot of like knife in the skull type stuff.
Yeah.
And into a knife in a skull.
But she is super capable. And the movie takes that extra step to be like, let's kind of explain this. Yeah, she grew up on like a survivalist compound in Australia. That's why she does a lot of clever tricks. And it's delightful to see her in this dance with this team of home invaders. She's very capable. She not only survives the movie, she gets revenge on someone who deserves it. And whereas Sarah...
And it looks like
very
she's got
capable
an axe here.
In the moment, she has all kinds of weapons that she takes from the home invaders. But I think Aaron's best weapon is her brain. She's very clever.
Your Next is from Goliath.com. Your Next is a black horror comedy which brilliantly uses classic horror tropes, but also breathes new life into the slasher and home invasion subgenres. A great example of this is the upgraded version of the final girl character. And Aaron is certainly one girl you would want in your corner if you were being hunted in your family vacation home. Most final girls are resourceful but barely manage to survive and are often fortunate. But Aaron was raised by a survivalist father in Australia and knows how to set traps, heal wounds, and react smartly in dangerous situations. Yep. The violent attacks on the home and family members are met with cunning retaliation and even a shock twist toward the end that won't stop her from kicking butt and being the only one standing once the credits roll.
Yeah,
that's great.
She
that's
is
all
great.
Well and good.
She
when your enemies are some guys. Now, when your enemies are fucking subterranean
Chud boys.
Chud boy. He's from burbling up from the fucking Cthulian depths of the earth. I don't know. She's going to have that moment like Sarah did, where she comes to terms with this thing.
This is what...
And her mind needs to break. And I think Aaron, if her mind would break, she would become unstoppable. But Sarah's mind is broken.
Yeah, Sarah sort of almost like becomes like these creatures. She definitely is in this sort of feral state. She's very dangerous. She
she throws a throws meat to them at the end. One of her friends.
Yeah. Yep. She. Oh, that brutal scene. She puts the ice axe through the woman's knee.
She's got those ice axes. Which
I mean, the woman apparently, you know, the movie sets her up to kind of deserve it. But
she wicked. She wicked. She evil.
I don't know if she deserved it.
Very few people are evil enough to have the fucking flesh stripped from their bones by goblins.
That's right. And Aaron, she makes use of the house, and she has access to tools.
Now,
and in a cave,
through the eye death is very
She's not going to have any of that stuff in this cave. She can't.
Well,
you can't really
set
up a trap, because in the Descent world, you're kind of being very continuously hunted by a horde. And there's not really these breaks to set up traps.
So that's a good question. Where is this fight happening? Is this fight happening maybe in a house on Fight Island that is above
a mansion underground?
I was going to say above a horrible cave network, or maybe this is just in the Fight Island empty combat pool at the old Fight Island Holiday Inn.
Yeah.
Regardless, I think it is, boy, this is tough. Weirdly enough, and maybe this is because I haven't seen the movie, but at the end of that movie, at the end of The Descent, Sarah is a shattered, bestial person who's going to fucking lash out at the next person. That, like, she will do what, like, this is Survivor. This is taking Survival to the, like, what would you do? Lengths,
yeah,
like the fucking would
yeah,
you
I feel like she would bite somebody's nose off in
entrails
a fight.
Would you stab someone with their own bone or something? And yeah, she's a nose biter. I'm giving it to Sarah because she's got the crazy eyes.
I'll vote in opposition just because I have some mild reasoning. I don't know if it's very good, but Sarah had to have her brain broken to be like that. She started out normal. Where Aaron was raised survivalist.
Raised by wolves, if you will.
So if we're in a scenario where maybe there isn't this stimuli of chud men trying to bite your skin off, is Sarah as tough, having not had her shit scrambled by being in literal hell, whereas Aaron she was raised in it, babe? Danny, put in a Bane effect. Mm.
She was born in darkness.
You merely adopted the cave life. I was born in it.
I am Cave Bane.
Hello, Bane.
If I had a glass, I could do it. Just like a
a bunch of Cave Banes down there.
Oh, Tug, I finally saw Venom too.
I can't believe I didn't open the podcast with that. I'm so sorry.
All right. Oh my god, it's great. It's Venom. Venom 2. Too Venom, Too Furious.
Man, I love that. I love the new Eminem song where he just goes, Venom 2. It's so good.
Venom again. Okay, so we got one for Sarah, one for Aaron. Andrew, it's down to you. Who are you giving it to?
Oh, boy. It's tough. It's going to be tough.
It's tough, right?
I got to say, it's very tough on paper. But just Sarah... It's just, she's more like a beast than a calculating person. She also has absolutely nothing to lose. She already lost her husband and kid, and then she lost all of her friends in the cave. Truly, absolutely nothing to hold her back from just kind of going full animal on Aaron. Gosh, I'm giving it to Sarah from The Descent.
Ding, ding, ding.
just for just sheer animal like survival. It is very tough because if Aaron gets access to like a house and gets a little more tools, Aaron's going to absolutely set up traps that Sarah will.
Sarah has seen a hell, and which few do, and has, you know, that true fucking kind of eldritch madness behind her eyes. It almost seems like she would like chew her hand off or something.
When she comes out of that blood in the descent she's fallen in it, and she's just, it's like she's just like rebirthed as this
reborn
thing.
Reborn in blood, man. It's a great movie.
From that moment, she's just, she's like something else.
It rocks. I didn't think it was that good, and then I saw your tweet. Andrew had a hilarious tweet about it that went viral. Congratulations on your virus.
Thank you. I'm rich now. Thank you.
You're rich with the money, the viral money. I was like, I should watch that again, and I did. And
I think it's my favorite horror movie overall. I think it's the best.
Oh God, it's very spooky.
I love poking holes in horror movies, and that one, I there's really nothing. I sit and I watch the whole thing, and I enjoy it.
It's very spooky. Okay, so Sarah takes it. Ding ding ding. Middleweight final girls. Who you thinking?
I mean, Sydney from Scream, somebody already mentioned her.
Sydney would be, I would put her in here if not heavy, but I like her as a middle too.
Me too. I do like her as a middleweight. There's something that's just so fucking middleweight about Scream itself.
Man, I love Screams.
I love Scream too. I have a lot of, not the movie, I love Scream as well, which is also going to be
a series
at some point in their
ongoing
quest.
No, it already is a series, I think.
No. They're going to make a series called Scream as well in their ongoing attempt to destroy conversations about their show. I do enjoy it. I enjoy the camp of it, but in and of itself, Scream is a parody, right? It is a subversion of the slasher archetype. Those guys, even the guys in the movie who end up being the, you know, we're in spoiler vania here, y'all. Mm-hmm. So we're on the south side of Spoiler Mountain. So in the end, Ghostface ends up being like two other guys who are crazy about horror movies, you know?
Yeah.
That's what puts it in that middleweight category, because it's not trying to itself be a true horror movie, though in trying to lampoon them, it did become its own standalone kind of series,
which had its own things that lampooned it.
Truly. But I also think it puts it in a very unique place, and Sydney in a unique place to kind of.
And she survived a number of those movies, right?
There's going to be a new one in January.
They're all coming back. They've had plastic surgery, Andrew.
Yeah.
Man, it's just Arquette. It's just the Arquettes and Neve Campbell, and Neve looks great, and the Arquettes look like wax dolls.
Neve is sleeping on the couch, y'all.
Neve's doing great.
She's doing great.
Okay, we got Sydney. I like Sydney. That. I think she's definitely survived. I mean, again, it has to be the cultural impact, because I think that Aaron or Sarah would probably beat Sydney up pretty bad. But
So who would you put up against Sydney?
This is a stupid submission, so you could throw oranges at me after I say it, because the movies. Are bad, but what about Mila Jovovich's character Alice from the Resident Evil series? Bad movies, but she is a
honestly
butt-kicking hero.
I would have liked to have seen her in the lightweight bout. I don't think she is a traditional final girl, as it were, because Resident Evil, I don't know if you could call them horror movies. I think they're action movies.
Yeah, sure. I don't know what they are.
But
I don't even know if she's like human. I think that there could be some weird lore that she's like, she's like something else.
Yeah, she's some kind of fucking T-virus construct.
Such stinkers, but
they are such stinkers. They are the fucking, it's like those movies, those Resident Evil movies remind me for some reason of like the Brookstone of movies. It's like none of this works very well. But like, look at it.
Right?
Look at the zombie. I like Mila Jovovich versus Sydney. I don't know if that's a fair fight. I think you put Alice up against like Tank Girl
or Sarah Connor or something.
But Tank Girl, Sarah Connor. Now Sarah Connor.
She's got to be a heavyweight. She's killing Terminators. I mean, okay.
Yeah, you're right.
Where are we putting Ripley? Is she top? She heavy?
She's got to be heavyweight. I mean,
I think that's your heavy right there.
Sarah Connor versus Ripley. That would be a good. That'd be pretty damn good.
Okay.
I'm trying to find out. I'm skimming this way too long Resident Evil Wikipedia entry that someone has lovingly crafted.
Now listen, I think a perfect person to go up against Sydney from Scream. We already said her name. She's not going to make it to the heavyweight. Laurie Strode.
Oh, Halloween. Interesting.
She's not fucking around anymore. She's quick with a knife.
Mm-hmm.
She knows a thing or two about fucking
this. Sydney is based off her. I mean, it's the
Sydney's based off her. She's the prototype. I like this. Do we like this?
I like it. Yeah.
Okay, I'm locking it in. So the question before us is, who would win in a fight between Sydney Prescott of Scream and Scrithriam or Laurie Strode of Halloween and Halloween Kills? Those are the only two movies.
We're not doing original.
I'm kidding. Okay. All of them. All Laurie's. All Laurie's across all existences.
I want the H2O version where she's like a single mom and kind of hates it.
Yeah, okay.
I've never seen H2O. There's actually a big gap in my Halloween lexicon between the original Halloween 2 and the reboots. I didn't even watch the Rob Zombie one.
I didn't either. I've seen 1, 2, 3. 3 doesn't have Laurie Strode in it, obviously, because it's a totally different thing. Mm. And then I saw H2O, and then the 2019 one, and then
Halloween 3.
I mean, I haven't seen Kills.
Is such dog shit. It is.
That's the one about like a TV show or something.
It should be buried in the desert.
It's really funny.
So that future generations don't have to get infected with that fucking song. Whatever.
Evil Halloween masks. The masks are what's evil. That's how stupid dumb it is.
It's now originally Halloween was supposed to be like
an anthology movie.
An anthology, right. And people went so nuts for Michael Myers that they were like, well, we gotta do that again, right?
Yeah.
And so they did another one, and then they were like, okay, but after that we get to go back to our anthology idea, and then they're like, okay, Halloween 3. Whoops, back we go.
Man, if three wasn't so fucking bad, they could have done that, but it's like 3 is like the worst premise.
Well, they couldn't have done two either. They would have had to have Halloween 2 be another part of the anthology, and then have the rest of the Mike Myers movies be their own spinoff, and that would have derailed the franchise, and they probably wouldn't be nearly as popular.
It's true.
But
that's what they're not even reboots, but the sequels, the 2018 sequel, is that they were just like, let's just pick it up from the first movie and just
keep going, right?
Shove all the other stuff out the window. I love it.
I like it when people do that too, because they see all of these garbage like remake attempts or like swerves and misturns and stuff, and then they're like, they recognize the fact that we culturally have decided that that was all garbage.
Yes.
And we're just like, no. This was the best one. Let's try there again. And I'm usually okay with that. But it does get tedious. Anyway, I think we're getting the best Sydney and the best Laurie. So whatever peak Sydney survival is and peak Laurie survival, I think Sydney from the second one.
Yeah. I think Sydney that's learned a little is like,
she survived one time. Yeah. She's fucking ready for him to come back.
I don't remember the second one at all.
Well, did you see the first one?
Yeah, I saw them all, but kinda like I only the second one. Dimly remember them.
She makes it.
She's rich. She's like fattened up.
Yes.
So I think 2 is her like physical peak.
Yes. How does she get rich again? I think she sells the movie.
And they start making a movie. Yeah, it's great.
Because it starts with them making a movie. They're great.
I think they're very nice.
Yeah, they're fun and silly.
And then 4 whoops ass and has like nothing, like is so much later that it's a totally new story.
Geez, that selling out in general. Does Laurie ever do that? No, she like
she lives on a compound.
She lives on a compound
full of creepy mannequins that she practices gun wounds on.
Gunplay.
Is that the right way to say that? No. She practices gun wounds on. I don't know how guns work.
Have you heard the word shooting?
Yeah. We don't say it in my house. We say practicing gun wounds.
Andrew, I think when it push comes to shove, you'll do fine. We call it what it is. It's still getting shot. And I think that you know, because Sydney does soften up, I think that kind of gives the edge to Lori. I mean, Lori's training. She got mannequins, by God.
Yeah. And I mean, she makes her whole house into a trap. She does make some kind of silly, weird mistakes, but I guess that's crucial to the Halloween scares, is that you need your people to just start behaving like absolute dumb shits.
Naturally.
Like her, like hanging out by her front door so that Michael can like grab her and almost kill her. Yeah. What are you doing? Why do you even leave these windows in your front door?
Huge roll of the dice to be like, I've got all of these plans in place. I'm always one step ahead of him. But one of my tricks involves the biggest gamble you can possibly imagine. I'm going to let him get a hold of me. The fucking seeming Frankenstein, the unkillable supernatural force.
I think
just
I think if we grapple, I think I got a shot. What?
Yeah, right.
Come on.
Crazy. But I liked how resourceful she was, and
yeah.
Sydney's more like attitudinally tough. I think
she survives by the skin of her teeth.
But Sydney
She doesn't do stupid shit.
Sydney's like to me is like the normal kind of reactive thinker. Lori is very like, you know, whoops, like a lot.
And yeah.
Where Sydney truly does just like react well to shit. And when that's like, that is how she survives. She throws the first scream. She throws the scream costume on. That's kick ass.
That's true.
She's a quick thinker. I think there's a little meta narrative control there with Sydney.
Yeah, you're right. See, that's the thing is like, I could even see Sydney throwing on the Scream costume and trying to scare Lori, you know?
Immediately shot.
Sydney. Oh, it's Skeet under here.
In my head, Sydney can kind of see the Matrix a little. She kind of knows what's happening. She knows rules.
Yes, Sydney understands the rules of the universe, and I think that in sharpening herself into this blade and turning her house into this trap, Lori may have accidentally made herself into something of the slasher in this scenario. Mm-hmm. And if that's the case, then the luck, the blessing, if you will, of the final girl gets shifted to Sydney, because Lori is now
the killer.
The killer.
Also, Lori has killed zero killers, and Sydney has killed 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 killers.
Holy shit.
So Sydney actually is killing her tormentors. Lori is
but hers is a lot worse. Hers
It's not dudes. Yeah, exactly. It's not a dude.
Fucking shaggies under there.
Yeah.
That is a good point. It is Michael Myers who is unexplainably, whatever he is.
One immortal monster versus a bunch of white character actors from the early 2000s. Not really impressed by Scott Foley.
Hey, listen, hack the planet, man.
Versus Seth Green's friends.
guys who are in a C team version of Leonardo DiCaprio's Pussy Posse.
The
Underpants Boys or something.
I gotta give my vote to Lori. I was tipping Sydney, but it's just, I think it's that thing that Sam said about, or actually Andrew, it was the body count. her tormentors are much less to deal with. You know, they're going to come along and she's like, it's these stooges again. And she's going to expect Lori to have been preparing for the same kind of chicanery she's been preparing for. But Lori, as you said, is just going to shoot her with a gun because she's not fucking around, because her guy, you know, it's doesn't
much
have
higher and caliber. That's an interesting.
Doesn't smell like Camel Crushes and have an MP3 player line outline showing through his fucking robe.
I wish I had a friend like Turtle. Is their last words?
Okay, so I'm giving my vote to Lori
Strode. It's a cool name, Lori Strode.
It's pretty cool. I mean.
Lori strode into the room. When your last name is a verb for how you enter a room, I mean, that's cool.
It's not like thrash Lori badass
strode
or something.
Into the room.
Thrash badass.
Thrash badass was right behind her. Okay. One vote for Lori.
Okay.
I'm going to go Sydney because I think the Scream movies are about like killing off your heroes and like do it like torching archetypes past. I just think that gives
Tear
Sydney like an edge. She knows. She
the
knows
old ways
that.
Must die.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sydney.
It's an interesting one. Once you mentioned if the adversary, does that weigh it toward their toughness? That's an interesting thing. Cause yeah, Michael Myers is clearly not a person at this point. So I got to vote Sydney. She's resourcefully
ding, ding, ding. Sydney.
Sydney. She's resourcefully resolved takes her murder situations time and time again. And I think Laurie Strode, yeah, she's got that compound and she did make her house into a trap, but Sydney seems more actively clever. And I think, I think she would come out on top, like a big, like I said, a big part of the Halloween world's menace with Michael Myers is people having to do the dumbest thing possible at the moment for Michael Myers to get them. And Sydney,
what would you do?
The Scream ghosts, they run, they go after you. They, even the, I think that those, what are they called? Ghostface, whatever. Even they're, I think, more threatening than Michael Myers. Michael Myers just kind of lumbers along like
a keyboardist.
He's really faded on me for I used to think of him as one of the scariest slasher things. And after seeing Halloween Kills, I'm like, wait, maybe he's not. Yeah. What would I do?
What would you do if Michael Myers burst in right now to your podcast? You were,
I would
was like, I gotta have you for Halloween.
Well, Michael Myers never runs ever in any of the movies. Mm-hmm. So with even mild cardio, I mean, I'm just going to jog. And I think kind of like an It Follows situation, I'll just kind of stay moving. Michael Myers
stay
never,
on Red Roof Inn when you get tired. Keep moving west.
He's never going to go faster than a walk, and a pretty senior walk at that. But I mean, if I ever got the upper hand on him, and this is what no one in these movies ever seems to want to do, I'm going to chop off his head or something. They'll just do like some very trivial injury on Michael Myers, and he'll kind of like fall down. They're like, thank God we did it.
We electrocuted him.
Yeah. And then, of course, he's getting back up.
The main way to kill someone where they're going to get back up. Oh, he's drowned, probably.
Yep. The fire.
Oh, we hit him with the car, and then he went under the car.
The
and
fact
now we
he
don't
survives that fire in the Strode house is true. He would be absolutely cooked down in that room.
Dude, Michael Myers has like four of those masks burned to his face under the
it
one
would just
he's
be,
wearing right now.
Yeah, exactly. So I'm going Sydney. I think.
Yeah. Okay.
I just
Sydney
think her.
Takes it. I think you're right. I think she. Her greatest strength is adaptability. Whereas Lori is a bit of an immovable object.
As we see in the trailer for the new one, she's packing a gun now too. So it's going to be a shootout on Mannequin Ranch. Mm-hmm. And I think I give it to Sydney.
Shootout on Mannequin Ranch is a way better name for the movie.
That rocks.
That's what it should have been called. All right. Ding, ding, ding. Sydney takes it. All right. Sydney. Sydney Stan's out there going nuts across the country. Here we go. The heavyweight bout, Final Girls, people waiting for it since last Halloween, last Fright Island. I think we already know who's involved in this final fight. And I'm going to say, I'm just going to say it, Ripley versus Connor.
Yeah, but I mean, if it's cool that it's their sci-fi horror movies. Yeah,
my only hesitation is they're not traditional, like, Halloween movies, but they're close.
I think that both Alien and Terminator walked the line of horror sci-fi so well that these two women have become sterling examples of the final girl trope. Yeah. If indeed that is a compliment you could to bestow on someone.
Sure it is. That being resourceful enough to survive a horrible murder spree.
Sure,
yeah.
sure.
We should all be so lucky.
I
mean, I'm going out first or second in any horror movie. I'm easily. Like the goofball that goes out to the car to grab something.
Absolutely. Yeah. I might even be before the credits. I might even.
Oh, you're a prologue? You're a prologue
boy? I might be
a prologue.
I feel like I'm very easy here, check to this shoot out. With a crossbow.
Hello?
Yeah.
Yeah. Absolutely. Fucking A. That's big
a
really, time.
That was a good arrow noise.
Big crossbow magnet energy. Okay. I like those, but I understand and I imagine some of our thick horror nerds will come after
Jared,
us on these
Jared
choices.
Logan,
so if there's other ones.
Jared Logan will scream in rage Jared at Logan us on a conference call we will for some reason be having with him.
Jared Logan is gonna open the closet door behind me and he'll be standing there like Michael Myers.
I mean, I think we touched on it already. If we're going to mm-hmm. add the weight of the adversary to it. I can't mm-hmm. think of a more serious adversary than the Terminator and mm-hmm. aliens. Yeah, like Michael Myers acts like a Terminator. He's not going to survive the things that the Terminator. I mean, he gets hit by a car in that 2018 one and he's out. They could have chopped off his head right there. They could have scattered his body parts to the four corners of the earth, but
why would they do that?
A Terminator. I mean, nothing. That's not happening. So,
I think you're right. I think this is the fight that needs to happen. I think this is the fight that the island craves. We're all in agreement. So the question is,
and I'm surprised this fight hasn't already gone down on Fight Island.
Who would win in a fight between Ellen Ripley and Sarah Connor?
It's tough. It's a tough one. And it's are we going to look at the entire body of work by the character, or are we just going Terminator versus Alien?
I'm
going to
say
the first two movies of both.
The first two movies of both. I think that's a great pitch because I think we're talking peak Ripley, peak Connor. We're talking, you know, Sarah has defeated. This happens maybe somewhere between the first and second of both movies. We're getting militant Sarah Connor. We're getting Ellen Ripley, who has survived the xenomorph attack. She knows what's out there. She has stared into the darkness imagined by H.R. Giger and lived to tell the tale. And I think we're talking the old just a pit fight here. This is once again in the empty combat pool at the disused Holiday Inn on Fight Island.
Man, this is very tough.
It's tough.
It's after the first two movies. Where
I think
we
it's
get
after
to...
the first.
Right
yes, after
the first
two. Of each installment. I think we've got kind of a combat ready Sarah, and as well as a combat ready.
Are there like weapon racks Ripley. Here at the disused?
There are weapon racks. I think there's probably a power loader, but
whoa. Sarah doesn't have the license for one of those.
Sarah does not have the license for a power loader. However, I could see somebody climbing into a power loader and Sarah Connor being like, gotcha, bitch. And then like hitting a C4 that was tied to the back of the power loader and like exploding it.
The power
loader
is nothing compared to a Terminator in terms of being
scary. I mean, if a Terminator shows up, this is a different fight. If a Terminator and an alien show up... But as far as we're concerned, in these universes, both those problems have been defeated for now.
Great. So this is tough. This is tough. I think I have to go against what I want to say. I'm a much bigger Ripley fan than I am a Sarah Connor fan. I think Sarah Connor is fine. She's cool. I enjoy her in the movies, even in Terminator Dark Fate.
Although she definitely wouldn't be cool. She would be decidedly uncool
to hang out with. She seems very unpleasant to be around.
She seems unstable and
Ripley,
drunk.
Much more cool to be around. But like Ripley, she's very resourceful. She's, you know, she manages to keep her shit together in extreme situations. But she, even with the little training she gets from Hicks, it's still, I don't know. I mean,
no. I see what you're saying.
Take out an alien queen, where Sarah Connor's doing the pull ups in the mental institution and is like tactically.
Yes, even
more
Sarah Connor is tactically more dangerous. I understand what you're saying. Even in the second Alien movie, Ripley doesn't want to go back.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Ripley does not want to do this again. She
basically
absolutely
gets blackmailed into having to go.
Whereas Sarah Connor is like, yes, bring that motherfucker on.
Mm-hmm, that's true.
Man,
she can't wait for it.
This is making me vote for Ripley. Here's my twofold reason. One, Sarah's got that stupid son to think about.
She does.
Yeah, but Ripley has Newt. Newt is basically Ripley's Achilles heel, right?
Edward fucking Furlong.
Mm-hmm.
And then secondarily, Jordan just said, Sarah Connor then becomes the slasher.
And oh my Ripley's God! The final
girl. Because she's reluctant. She's still trying to maintain her humanity.
Yeah. Oh, you're not wrong. You're not wrong.
That's my Ripley vote.
Yeah, I mean, remember, Sarah Connor is going to shoot Miles Dyson at home with his family, like, playing right in front of him. She's set up to kill that dude, and luckily it's only by the Terminator's intervention. Yeah, she shoots him and hurts him. And
but doesn't that...
She's a cold murderer for sure.
Okay. All right, gents, I need those votes. We're going
to
have to lock them in.
I have to, again, it brings me no pleasure, but out of respect for the craft of Fight Island, I have to root for Sarah Connor, just out of sheer...
One for Sarah,
You're saying Ripley.
It falls to you.
So I guess when I say fellas, I need those votes. You just need mine.
You're fellas.
Yeah.
I'm fellas. Ellen Ripley takes it, you guys. Ding, ding, ding.
Oh, nice.
She maintains her humanity. Sam's right. Weirdly enough, it's something about that moment. It's something about that moment where she goes, she's willing to go kill Dyson, and she doesn't, but she is no longer the protagonist of that movie, you know, and she's not, it's because she becomes the monster a little bit. And I think once you do that, especially in a fight where we're looking at who's the protagonist, who has most protagonist energy, who's going to be the last one standing. Yeah. I think she gives it up a little bit. And I think that it tips to Ellen Ripley, who of course crushes her in like a sweet trash compactor and then launches the trash compactor out into space. That's the old double whammy.
Yeah. Nice.
Pretty cool. Ding, ding, ding. Ripley takes it. The heavyweight final girl of Fright Island.
I mean, no one can argue with that. Also, check out an alien queen.
We'll see.
Also, just one weird little thing is that Aliens is more Halloween to me than Terminator. But I will maintain that Aliens aren't Halloween. But
aliens aren't Halloween.
Aliens
but weirdly
are closer
enough,
to Halloween than Terminators are.
But very weirdly so. Enough, Terminators are almost zombies. So
they're
it's
almost
kind
like
of
Frankenstein
a
and zombies.
Bit of a Frankenstein situation. It's you know, keep it on the message boards, you freaks. Andrew, thank you so much for jumping on over to the island.
Thanks for being our final
joining
girl.
Us again.
Anytime.
You're our final
anytime.
Girl.
Chase me around with a hatchet.
Where can the people find you on the internet?
Oh boy. You can find me on Twitter at The Orbital. I have a podcast called The Grolic Saves the World where I don't know when this is coming out, but we are doing a horror movie challenge on my podcast. So If you want more chatting about scary movies, check out my podcast, The Grawlix Saves the World. So yeah, check
incredible
out
definitely check that out. I'm very excited about that. I'm a huge fan of Andrew's podcast, and I can't wait to see you scare your pals.
Oh boy,
scary movie.
Oh, I'm not gonna get into it. The movies that they think are scary, my goodness.
Willy Wonka when he goes through the tunnel?
Muppets Treasure Island? What is, you didn't even pick a spooky one.
All right. Andrew, the treasure chest talks. Okay. Sam, how about you? Where do you live on?
As
the
always,
internet
at Sam Wiles on Twitter. And that's where I'll be posting where I'm doing stand up in Los Angeles. If you like Los Angeles stand up.
Los Angeles style stand-up is back.
Yeah, it's like Kansas City barbecue.
Exactly. It's stand-up with avocado in the pockets.
Yeah. It's more of a vinegar base.
Hell yeah. And I'm Razor Lou all over the place. I do a Twitch show every Monday with Andrew. It's called Better Than Heroes. We play D&D in space. twitch.tv/betterthanheroes. It's me, Andrew, couple other comedians, and our incredible DM Harlan. We have a lot of fun pretending to be various space wizards, so come along and get goofy with us on that. And I think that does it for another episode of Fight Island. We're gonna go ice these wounds. Sam, why don't you count us down?
1, 2, 3.
All right, break it up, it's all over for Fight Island.